finally free from fatigue. Formerly ill, several since 15 years says. Written by Lena Halfa. Preface. Martina wanted me to share her story. Your book Fatigue saved my life. I began to have anxiety, I was exhausted all the time, sensitive to sound, found it hard to sleep, was becoming more forgetful, and had all sorts of other symptoms. They developed slowly, over the course of 2 years, and got increasingly worse, even though I was on sick leave on grounds of fatigue syndrome. I tried every suggestion, meditation, leisurely walks, rest, vacations, etc., but nothing helped. I would get sick with panic disorders that could last a whole day if I did too much. It was a major setback to my life. I had malaise, soreness in my chest, and I thought I was dying of exertion. Towards the end, I had such brain fog that I felt constantly intoxicated, and I was basically bedridden. The doctor suspected myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome. Barely a year after I started upmattingskolan.se, or UMS the Fatigue School, I was alive again and working full-time. I got my life back. I never felt so healthy and full of energy before as I do now. I have a normal life, exercise, meet friends, plan fun activities with my son, etc. I had to take made a break for various reasons, so now it's been 2.5 years, but I will not be satisfied until the whole school is finished. The tests show zero on toxins and I don't feel fatigue anymore. Lena Halfa, can't thank you enough. Please share my story. Martina describes well what happens when one is exhausted and how sick and scared you can be because you do not understand what are happening. We have seen time and time again that hope allows people to leave the belief that their condition is incurable and psychological. This hope is important because it fights the fear, and we have seen too many times that the fear can drive people to take their own lives. I thanked Martina for that report. Martina is one of many people who were unknowingly poisoned by mold inside her home. The root of my illness was aluminum and parasites. I started UMS the Fatigue School in July 2016, but it had never been part of a larger plan. I had shared a text about my own experience with fatigue on Facebook and, to my surprise, it was shared by thousands of people. This inspired me to create a Facebook group for any interested parties to join. The number of participants soon reached several hundred. I quickly realized why the post had been shared so much and why so many people had joined the group. It was because I had been cured of fatigue and they wanted to be educated on how they could do the same. Driven by their interest, I wrote the first course. While the participants of the group studied it, I wrote the second. The cycle continued until I had a total of 9 sections, and upmattingskolan.se was born. Now, almost 7 years later, scores of people suffering from fatigue have taken the course and are fully recovered. Some volunteers also speak about their experiences in the book. In Sweden, the symptoms are unfortunately often interpreted as mental illness. Personally, I never experienced this as I recovered in Asia, where it is acknowledged as a physical condition. Over the years, I learned that there is a lot of overlap for those affected by fatigue. Most diagnosis of fatigue syndrome was caused by metal poisonings or mold. The signs are obvious: your eyes seem dull, you can't bear any overstimulation, your memory suffers, and you find it difficult to read or count. These are all due to the inflammation of the brain. The effect on one's memory is quite startling. I remember, oddly enough, a moment when I saw car keys in the hall of my house. My brain was confused. Did I have a car? And if I did, where does it stand? What does it look like? The methods in this book have been recreated by me and modified slightly, but they are all approved by the doctors with whom we collaborate. Many people have asked me over the past 6 years why we haven't advertised or actively tried to spread the word. I knew from the start that the methods had helped me recover and that the recovery was long-term. However, it was only after many years that we could study the effects over various people. Now that we have many older members who have been healthy for 2 to 5 years, after suffering from chronic fatigue for 4 to 17 years, we can confidently say that these methods work nearly universally, and their results sustain over many years. The root of the method is quite simple: eliminate the brain fog so you can think, get your sleep in order in a non-toxic environment, get the energy back, and then start looking for the root cause, using symptom lists and labs abroad to which we send biological samples. The book includes several videos, which can be found in its own playlist on YouTube. You find the link and photos in the domain fatiguesyndrome.net. The book often has gaps.